Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. Very happy you could join us on this late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, live from the Skyline Studios, 312-981-7200. You can call, you can text anytime throughout the show. Got a jam-packed show tonight. First up, Chicago's own Lacey Goranson. She plays Becky from last season's number one new comedy. It's ABC's The Conners. We'll call it the sequel to mega hit Roseanne. And we'll catch up with her on the new season and see what Lacey is up to. Then, as tradition holds during the Halloween season here on WGN Radio, Chicago ghost lorist Ursula Bielski joins us in studio to talk about the hauntings in and around the Windy City. We'll talk about Bachelor's Grove Cemetery, the Congress Hotel, and the story of Resurrection Mary. And we'll talk to pinball wizard Gary Stern about the history of pinball in Chicago and the upcoming Pinball Expo. But first, Chicago's own Lacey Goranson began playing Becky Conner on the award-winning sitcom Roseanne over 30 years ago, just a baby, and revived that role over the last 2 years on the revival series The Conners, and she joins us tonight. Lacey, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going? What's up, Chicago?
It is going on. You know, I have to share the story of when we last saw each other. It was at this charity golf thing, like a pre-party, with the most eclectic group of people gathered in one room. It was like George Went from Cheers, the alligator guy that caught the alligator.
Frank Robb is the alligator guy.
It was Frank Robb.
As Joel Murray calls him, the gator getter.
So I asked you, I said, do you play golf? And by which you replied, I love golf. It's my thing. And love swinging the club. And I thought, oh, wow.
Wait, is that's what I said? It's my thing?
That's what you said. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Later you walked up to me and I said, so what time do you tee off tomorrow? And you said, I don't fucking golf. That was awesome. And you said something like acting. That was acting. You know, I don't golf. That's not my thing at all. I just thought that.
No, it is.
Is it really?
I do golf. Yeah.
Are you fooling me again?
So I was messing with you.
Okay. Okay. I thought that was awesome.
I'm not a professional, but yeah. I enjoy it.
Okay.
I mean, I golf, you know, maybe like 4 or 5 times a year.
Like a charity golfer. That's kind of like,
yeah,
that's my thing too. Yeah, that's my thing too. You know, you're already a few episodes in the new season and you had a baby on the show. Congrats. Was it painful?
Thanks. Well, I was thinking when I was actually giving birth on the show that I wish I had a GoPro on.
Gotcha.
Right before, because if you had seen all the people surrounding me, there was like the costume person. I mean, this is normal when you're shooting.
Sure.
There's the hair and makeup person, and then there's the costume. But it was because of my vantage point, they were all kind of hovering over me, and then they were putting more glycerin on me and, you know, spritzing water on me. So I looked
face.
Like I was sweating.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just went, wow, this is, you know, this is a really unique thing I do for a living.
It really is. I know it really is. And it must seem pretty surreal because you were truly just a kid when Roseanne premiered originally, and then now you're back with the people you essentially grew up with. I mean, it's got to be just bizarre.
Yeah, it's funny because my friend who studies Buddhism said to me, she said, what strange karma that you're back together. And I thought that was a really interesting take on it because when do you get to kind of revisit a situation from your past in such a full way? And, you know, in our case, a lot of the crew is the same from 30 years ago.
It really does feel like we
know that time has passed. You know, we've spent time apart, but we're used to being with each other every day, I mean, for years, and here we are back together again. It's pretty crazy.
Was it ever a question to come back? Because you left for a while to go to college and do other things during the original series, but when they said, hey, we want to do this, were you like, yeah, I'm all in?
I was more curious about it. You know, I think, you know, being an adult, I wouldn't you know, it's like, hey, let's jump off a cliff. All right. You know, that's more of like a younger self.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I was kind of like, huh, I wonder what this would entail. And, you know, I thought because so much has changed. I mean, I think what's ironic about it is I was thinking maybe it'll be some kind of Netflix single cam, like a total revision of it. Because, you know, it's not just there. It's, you know, the kind of multi-cam sitcom is not that popular anymore.
Right.
Frankly. And then when I realized that that's what we were doing, I was like, oh, that's cool. Because, you know, the stage actor in me loves having the audience and
I would think so.
Loves that energy and loves, you know, working with these great stage actors that I work with. But, yeah, but then our show kind of, interestingly enough, was really popular again. It kind of brought back multicam to the front line where it had been kind of disappearing a little bit, you know?
Every time I talk to somebody about doing a sitcom that is not in front of an audience, some actors and actresses are just fine with it, but the true people who are love being in front and on stage on Broadway and so forth, they absolutely love that. They need that.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because on a multicam, you know, there is kind of a, almost like, not a proscenium, but there is like a fourth wall that has all the cameras. And there's probably, you know, when we bring the cameras in, when we have rehearsal and run through, we probably have, oh, maybe 50 or 60 people watching us just without the cameras and the crew coming in on Thursdays and Fridays. So when you think about it, we have quite an audience all the time.
Sure.
It's just having the audience come from outside is, you know, people have been listening to our jokes more or less all week, and these people are fans of the show, and they're just, you know, these are people that have been watching us for 30 years.
Yeah.
And, like, our last audience, we had a week off, but last Friday, I mean, people were just going nuts, and it's really, you know, it's pretty exciting.
Well, you know, you could reboot shows all day long, but the quality sometimes isn't there. And I'm sure you've seen that in other shows as well. But this one, I think the writing is spot on. Like, I mean, if you're linking the two shows together and the style of the shows and the writing and the funny, I think it's spot on.
Well, it's such a joy as a, you know, I just did, because it's the 20th anniversary of Boys Don't Cry, I did an interview with the Hollywood Reporter about it yesterday. And, you know, she was asking me about how I approached that. And I said, you know, I wanted to make sure that my character experienced some kind of joy. And so you weren't playing the end of the film. And I think, you know, just like in life, I mean, to kind of say this is a comedy or this is a tragedy is not as interesting as saying it's both, because, you know, that's kind of going to highs and lows. I mean, I don't know if you saw The Last Conners, but where Becky ends up after the first three episodes at the end of the episode is so joyous.
Yes.
That, you know, a lot of my friends said that their boyfriends were crying at the end. You know, and that's just because they were genuinely moved by, it's almost like it was earned. You know what I mean? It wasn't just, oh, she's happy all along and things are so easy. And it's just, it was like so earned, the moment of joy and relief, that people were really moved by it. And I think I love, you know, as an audience member myself, to go through that kind of emotional journey, so I can understand, you know, why people respond to the writing on our show, which is also like that. You go through, you know, an emotional journey that isn't just comedy or tragedy. We forget that, you know, sometimes we feel like our fate will never change. But I think, you know, that's the interesting thing about, you know, Becky's journey and the Connors' journey, is that as stuck as they are, there's still growth and movement in their lives. And, you know, that's kind of what's, you know, I have this sticker that says the only constant is change. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something we forget, you know, when we feel stuck.
You've got Johnny Galecki back as, you know, another Chicago guy, Oak Park.
That's right.
And with all that success of a Big Bang, you know, and I've talked to him over the years, too, it hasn't changed it at all. He's still just a nice guy. And it's nice to see that, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, I don't know if it's just our upbringing or Chicago or what it is, but I do find that, you know, it's not rare, I think, but it's just always a delightful surprise knowing that someone still, you know, hangs on to their humility and
right, yeah.
You feel that there's something authentic going on there rather than someone who's totally affected, because you see that too. And you think, what happened, you know? But yeah, Johnny is wonderful. And I always, when I'm around him, I feel like I'm at home.
And you love what you're doing, right? I mean, this is fantastic to be.
Oh,
you know,
it's the best job. Yeah. It's the best job. I mean, for an actor, I just think, oh my gosh, I am.
Yeah.
You know, of course I complain. I'm human. I complain about work and it's not easy, but you know, I love a challenge too. And that's just, I don't know. I can't say enough good things about it, frankly.
Well, and you grew up in Chicago. You grew up in Evanston, lifelong Cubs fan. And I'm kind of still in disbelief with all that baseball season in Chicago ended. Like, it almost seems like decades ago already, because everybody was out.
I know.
Right?
Well, I'm in L.A., so everyone's just recently mourning the Dodgers. But
Right.
You know, speaking of mourning, I don't know what happened the last Bears game, but...
Yeah.
I just, you know, that really set my week off.
Yeah.
Hopefully we have our bye this week. Maybe it was like the, you know, someone had some, what is it called, bubbles and squeak or something, some bad bubbles and squeak or whatever you eat in England.
Yeah. But you know what's funny?
Someone get these guys a Chicago dog already, you know?
But they haven't played like a normal they barely played a normal Sunday game. They were playing a Thursday night game, then it was a Monday night game, and it was just, there's been not a lot of consistency in that, and not that I'm making excuses, but then you're playing in England, and what's the jet lag like, and all that other stuff. I mean, somebody had to win. You know, obviously in this whole thing. But, you know, now I'm into Bears season, but I'm also in a Hawks season. Are you a Hawks fan as well?
I am, but I haven't watched a Hawks game. I mean, we just opened on Thursday, right?
Right. It was last night, yeah.
Last night, yeah. So I missed that. Bad Chicagoan. But, yeah, I'm totally geared up. I have this, I'm pretty pumped up because the Bears are going to be in L.A.
Oh, cool.
In November. So... all my Bears, you know, I go to a Chicago and L.A. Bears bar here.
Oh, that's great.
And so I have a whole crew. We're going to be tailgating and whatever, but also go to the Hawks games. And, you know, they're
great.
Not really Bulls savvy. I'm probably the biggest Bulls fan in our group. But, you know, usually I recruit some folks over to the Staples Center.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know there's a Chicago contingency of actors out there, too, and actresses. Like, there's a Chicago club that, you know, I see Bob Newhart doing stuff and Joe Montaigne and all these Chicago people doing their thing. But I'm assuming while you're watching the Bears or the Cubs, you're having an old style, right? I mean, are you having that imported over to L.A.? Do you put pack some in your luggage?
You know what? I mean, yeah. I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
Some people get some old style. You can get it in Arizona because they have it near awesome. Sloan Park, you know, for spring training.
Makes sense. Yeah, makes sense.
So my buddy's here, but by that time I'm living back east, so I don't drive. I normally fly to spring training, but my buddies who drive from L.A., they load up their car with old style.
That's awesome.
And then they bring it back. But of course, how long is that going to last?
Yeah, not very, no.
I mean, you think that spring, now it's, you know, we're in fall now. I mean, that beer is gone.
So I got to ship you some old style, is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, you know what? I did get the writers, periodically I get them Giordano's and or Lou's frozen.
Yeah.
And then I also have, last year I busted out the Frango Mint.
Wow, look at you.
Well, you know what? You got to get that Lake Michigan in the writers for them to know what's going on in the region, in the greater Chicagoland area.
That makes
you
sense.
Know?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, I love you are a true Chicago girl. So, I mean, you must have your, and I don't want to sound too cliche, but when you come to town, and I want to give them away, but you must love your spots too. Are there some things that you, because I know you come into town once in a while and you still have family here, right?
I do in Evanston. Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, what are your hot spots? Like, where you got to say, "Hey, I got it. I don't give a damn what we're doing. I'm stopping there before I hit the airport."
Well, it's definitely Giordano's.
Okay. All right.
Definitely. And then there's, you know what I love? Tad's Bakery on Central Street in Evanston.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sometimes I stock up on the smiley face cookies there.
That's awesome.
They also have seasonal sports cookies. You could get a Bears cookie, a Cubs cookie. Well, if you have a strange appetite, a White Sox cookie, a Bulls cookie, you know what I mean? So those are pretty great. And then downtown, gosh, I like to mix it up, but I really like going to the Contemporary Art Museum a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I do the Walnut Room in around the holidays.
So just a little side note, we went in there, my son and I. My son goes to the school of the Art Institute, just started as a freshman there.
Really?
Yeah. Loving it, man.
He's so cool.
Architecture, yeah. And I picked him up from lunch on Saturday. I'm like, let's go to the Walnut Room. And I realized they sold the top floors. The Walnut Room's still there, but the floors above it aren't. So they're like in major construction mode, like fixing the, because the tree goes really high, obviously a couple floors, but there's no view anymore from any other floors because they sold them, you know, just real estate stuff. They sold the top of the building. So,
well,
hopefully.
Gosh, it's just happening everywhere. I mean, it's like, you know, I've lived in New York for 20 years and it's just like one, I was going to say I used to love going to the Heartland Cafe in Rogers Park, but that's gone.
It's gone. Yeah. But the Walnut Room's still there. They're just, you know, they're fixing up. But, you know, as much as this is crazy, like this week we went from 70 degrees to 32 degrees. And in 3 weeks, the tree's going to be lit in the Walnut Room. So you got to come in for that. First weekend in November is that Saturday morning. They light the tree. Big deal.
My gosh.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah.
I know you're busy. You're busy.
It makes me feel so nostalgic.
Yeah, right. But here's what I'm going to do. Go ahead.
My grandmother used to work at the Drake.
Oh, that's cool.
When she was in college, she went to Augustana. She was from Chicago. She grew up in Chicago, born and raised in Chicago. And then when she went to Augustana, which is, you know, like in Moline near the Quad Cities.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, but I think it's so cool that she, you know, I just see her as like a 20-year-old working at the Drake.
Yeah.
And she's really the one that, you know, would take me to Fields when I was little on the regular.
Yeah, you're totally ingrained. So here's the list I have now that I have to send you. Giordano's Pizza, Old Style, Cubs and Sports Cookies, Franco Mints. Is that all?
Oh, gosh. What
I feel
else?
Like I got to send you a care package.
Yeah. Oh, this is so funny. You know what I love to do? Just go to Jewel Osco because, you know, everywhere else, whether, you know, if I go to the grocery store in New York or I go to the grocery store in L.A., they don't have, like, themed stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't have, like,
it's so funny.
Chicago themed whatever.
Okay.
And so I love going to Jewel Osco and just checking out what local stuff they have. You know what
that.
I mean?
I love that. Just to walk through. That's great. Well, I'll put a care package together for you.
This is great. This is really looking up.
Okay, good. That's awesome.
Things are looking up.
Lisey's in the new season, of course, The Conners. It airs Tuesday nights on ABC. That was a blast. Next time you're in town, let me know. Love to have you in studio.
I would love that, and I'm sure I will be around the holidays.
Thank you again for taking the time.
Too.
All right, we'll talk soon. Take care. All right, top stories are next on 720 WGN.